Hello everyone and welcome to another IA Unboxed cast. Yes, I'm back. This is Michael Dowies. I have not done one of these in a while. It's been Aaliyah and others. Today we are here to unbox a piece of wondrous technology, and that is the 2019 MacBook Pro.
Oh no! He's so excited he's not even going to introduce us.
With me...
Finally...
Well, that just introduced me.
You know, your Mac is not going to co-host the show.
No, it's not. But, you know, I'm choosing to include my co-hosts in this because this is a very special thing. With me today, I have Aaliyah Dudley.
Hello.
And Jason Rolls.
Hey, hello, people.
All right. So, the new Macs came out this week. I've been in the market for one for a little while because I need a new developer machine. And these just came out and at a good price. So I picked up a 15-inch with a i9 processor and 16 gigs of RAM. It's a beast of a machine.
Eight cores
in this laptop that's thinner than pretty much anything I've ever seen.
Except the Pixelbooks.
Yes, except for those.
And the MacBook Air.
But it's going to have, like, better sounding speakers than the Pixelbook.
Yeah, I heard this thing in the Apple Store. It is loud.
Oh my gosh. I can't wait to hear this thing, like, on the show.
And we will test those during the show. So, Aaliyah, would you like the honors of taking off the shrink wrap?
Yes. So, did you actually look at the box, or are you going to do that?
Yes. The top of the box shows a side shot of the Mac with the lid halfway open.
Interesting.
They do not want to showcase the non-lit up Apple, which I will miss.
Huh.
That's so sad.
That's interesting. That is. You know what else that I'm going to miss? That I would miss if I were getting this Mac is the Apple Dong chime thing. The startup sound.
The startup sound.
Since they've taken it away on the newer Macs.
Yeah. And they have done some updates to the... Goodness, this shrink wrap does not want to come off. They have done some updates to the keyboard. So there's been a bit of a saga with the Mac keyboards. This butterfly keyboards that Apple have been using since the revamped MacBooks have caused them some trouble.
And this is the 4th generation butterfly keyboard.
And Michael, on the show, I think it'd be really cool if you could give sort of like I know you don't have the older butterfly keyboard, but just so people can hear what the new keyboards sound like, just, you know, a bit of a sound of typing at some point.
Oh, we will.
Because I haven't heard the new keyboards.
Here's your shrink wrap.
And this
Not
one
really,
also
anyway.
Has a touch bar.
It does.
Oh, touch bars are so much fun to play with.
So this is a standard Apple box. It feels wonderful. I always keep my Apple boxes because they do add to resale value. And you pull up on the top of the box, and we have new Apple wonderness. Aaliyah, take a big sniff. Here you go. Here's the top
Guys,
of the box.
Guys, she's smelling the packaging. I promise. It's the packaging. Oh my god, Aaliyah.
No, seriously though. The Apple boxes have a smell.
Yes, they do.
I'm gonna.
They definitely do. In fact, I think mine still might have a smell.
Can I get the charger
out? I am holding the laptop. Aaliyah, you can get the chargers out if you like.
Yeah, you should totally describe the charger for people who haven't really seen the new ones like me.
I'm going to pull the tab on this part on the laptop. Sounds like it's ripping, but it's actually what it's supposed to do. Okay, I'm just taking the paper off around the laptop. And it's a beautiful Mac, and it's much lighter.
Hello, monster.
So, the laptop comes with a massive power block.
Yes, it does.
And this machine is much thinner. Well, it's not much thinner, but it is considerably thinner than my other Mac.
Setting your box down.
I mean, I remember when Macs were tanks.
So, this...
Oh, and this is interesting. Aaliyah, look at... Feel the hinge.
Hold on. I will in a minute.
Wow.
Oh, what? Wow. That's almost painful to feel.
That's metal.
Yeah, it is.
Whereas the older ones, and I think even last year or the year before, were still plastic. So these do have a different hinge. And it is all metal. And I don't think the other ones had that.
I think they were metal, but they were encased in plastic.
Oh, and Michael, you were wrong.
I was. Brilliant. Let's see that.
What's that?
Look what I did. You were wrong about something. You were wrong that you cannot extend these. So this charger actually does offer you the opportunity to extend. The plug part pulls off, similar to older style Mac chargers. It looks like an older style Mac charger. Big, square brick. Heavy. Seems bigger than necessary.
Can I see?
Yeah. And especially since, look... Look how big it is.
It feels like a MacBook.
It does.
Pro, like the old ones.
Yeah, it does.
They did like, not used to be like this.
You mean like the big 80-watt chargers?
Yes. In fact, I think they're 80-something watts.
Yeah, they might be.
And what's nice is this does come out, so I could plug my iPad up to this, and it would regulate.
Yep.
Yeah. Although you probably aren't going to get much more charging speed than you would with the 30 watts.
No, but it's nice just to have one plug that can regulate and charge other things.
Right. And this is probably an 8 to 10 foot USB-C cable.
This is a very nice charger. USB-C charger. I don't care if you use it for an iPad or your Mac or a Chrome, your Pixelbooks. It's a nice charger in a nice USB-C cable. Very good click when you plug it in. It has an Apple logo on the side and it's just a square block like we're used to. This is Apple magic.
Now, does that USB-C cable, Michael, does it feel like other Apple cables do? That weird, like, slightly bumpy, rubbery sort of texture we're all used to?
Yeah.
It's thicker, actually, than most, like, thicker than USB-C your lightning cable.
Power delivery, PD cable. I'm very much a fan of this. All right. Are we ready?
We are.
Go ahead and take the charger, if you like. And I'm going to open this thing up. And we have our typical monitor film.
That's, it just, you know, it's a cleaning cloth, right?
Is it?
Or a cleaning... It's not a cloth. It's a...
And it already is booting up.
Whoa.
I opened the lid, and it came on.
Weird.
And because I can't see the screen well enough to do magnification, we are going to use VoiceOver through this setup. And it's already ready to go. So, Aaliyah, what is the keystroke to turn on VoiceOver?
You hold down Command and press...
To use English as the main language, press the return key.
That sounds good.
Okay.
And since when did they use Nikki? Oh, right. Actually, wait. That's been a while, I think, actually.
So is this the non-voice, like the non-voiceover part? I don't know. I'm surprised that it spoke.
Me too.
That's interesting. You didn't turn voiceover on?
What?
You didn't turn voiceover on yet?
No.
Interesting.
Voiceover on setup assistant. Window.
Wow.
240. United States. Selected as keyboard focus.
That sounds kind of iPad-ish to me.
Press control, option, shift, down arrow.
Also, it sounds like...
It's very bassy.
It also kind of sounds like it's a little bit of a distorted bass. Does that kind of make sense? Like, it's... And maybe it's just the way it's being picked up, but it sounds... Almost like...
So can I run my finger over the touch bar?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, that goes quick, don't it? It tracks a lot faster than it does on the iPhone.
There's nothing up here.
Not yet.
Why can't iOS VoiceOver track that fast? That'd be so cool.
Right?
Now, how do I turn on Trackpad Commander?
You're going to do a control
option and rotor right.
Trackpad Commander is already off.
Right.
There you go.
Back button. That's what happens when two people on the podcast know how to use VoiceOver, y'all.
Keyboard layout table, row one of one, image, UX, show all, uncheck back button, continue button. Your table, no selection. You are currently on a table. To enter the table, no table, no selection.
Oh, Michael, if you want to turn that up a little bit, there is a VoiceOver volume command, and they added this for Touch Bar Max. This works on non-Touch Bar Max, too. But if you use VO dash and VO equals, that will also adjust the, that's a VoiceOver command to adjust the system volume.
Increase system volume. Increase system volume.
Wow.
That big boy is loud.
Increase system volume.
He's not done.
Increase system volume. Increase system volume.
That sounds like
loud. That's it. Voice.
That's nice.
That's amazing.
Y'all want me to keep it there or go down?
No, go down.
Yeah, you can go down a little bit.
Decrease system volume.
I would say about right there, maybe about right there. Increase system volume.
About right there?
Yeah, that should work.
Okay.
That's insane.
Other network options button. Table, no selection.
Oh, that's your network.
On a table. To a table, no selection. Lock image. Wi-Fi icon with half strength. Underscore Wi-Fi underscore ZJU2UT. Lock image. Wi-Fi icon with Astro 15. Lock image. Wi-Fi icon with ATT646.
Don't interact with that
you
table.
You are currently on a text
Stop
field.
Interacting.
Inside.
Yeah, you can just use up and down arrow and hit enter.
Use up and down arrow.
Okay, what do I do to?
Out of table. You are currently on a table. ATT8CC Chronic Direct TC8717224 Techopolis. Lock image. Wi-Fi icon with full strength image.
Now, can I double tap or?
No. You're going to need to press enter.
Tab.
Or there may be a join
maybe?
Button.
Leaving table. Password secure edit text.
Oh.
You are currently on a.
Why is it.
I was kind of hoping to get some more feedback, like select a Wi-Fi network whenever I was doing it.
Yeah, it used to.
Yeah.
Data and privacy. This icon appears.
Well, I guess that's our feedback.
To use your personal information. You are currently on a text element. Personal data use icon. Image. You won't see this with every feature since Apple collects this information. Learn more. Button. Back button. Continue button.
And I'm using my touchpad to do this.
Button. To click, press continue button.
That's one thing to note about these new Macs. The touchpad is
huge.
Ginormous.
And it's very useful for our trackpad commander.
Continue button. Transfer your information. Image. You are. If you have important information on another Mac or Windows PC, you can transfer it to this Mac. You can also transfer data from a Time Machine backup or another startup disk. You are currently on a text.
Also,
element.
It brought me to the continue button instead of reading all this.
Yeah.
Mine has done that before too. I'm just so used to hitting VO home. I forgot that it sometimes does that actually.
Transfer your information image. Transfer your info out from Windows. Don't transfer any. Transfer your if you have important. Transfer your information image. How do you want it from a Mac? From a Windows PC. Don't transfer any. Selected. Don't transfer any information. You can transfer information later using back button. You transfer your information image. You are currently on. How do you want it from a Mac? Time machine from a Windows PC. Don't transfer any information now. Selected. Radio. You can transfer information later using Migration Assistant. No selection. Back button. Continue button. Email. Edit text. Blank. Email. You are
now
currently Apple ID.
Apple
email,
ID.
Edit text. Blank. Midwise. At. Opt. ID. O. Email. iCloud.co. At iCloud.com.
Did it give me
okay,
my
then.
I don't think it did.
M-O-C-D.
I think it did. It was.
D. iCloud. Period. O. M.
Oh, maybe it didn't.
iCloud. Create new Apple ID. Forgot Apple ID. This Mac will be associated with your Apple ID. Use different Apple IDs. Back button. Continue button. MIKEDOISE. Edit required. Secure edit text.
Oh, that's weird that
blank.
It auto ducks
in
the.
Field 1 of 6. You are currently on a text element.
Oh yeah, your security code thing. But that's weird that it ducks the when VoiceOver auto ducks on the Mac. It auto-ducks the VoiceOver secure click sounds, too. That's really strange.
It's also really weird that it's not reading the prompts automatically. I don't like that. It definitely used to.
9. Blank. Pin entry field 2 of 6. You are currently on a.
Yeah,
desktop.
I think,
4. Blank.
I feel
six,
like that's
blank,
been a thing
six,
for
blank,
a while.
8. Blank.
And I don't
eight,
really
blank,
like it
nine,
either.
Blank. 8. Pin entry field 6 of 6. You are currently on a tax element.
Now you need to hit continue.
Back, continue, dint button, press agree button. You are.
Oh yeah, because it changes automatically. That was funny.
Your Mac computer, the Mac OS, dint tail, dint tick license, work back button, agree button. You are currently on a button. To click the I have read agree to the macOS software like agree button, agree button. Agree button. You are currently on a button. Password, secure edit text, new password. You are currently
oh, your account set up.
You are password hint, edit hint. Oh, verify yeah. Password, secure password, secure password. This will be the name of your home folder. Image. Mention your noise, cop account name.
Oh you are my gosh, I'm getting butchered.
Selected full name, edit text, oh. Account name. You are currently on a text element. Mention noise. Contents selected. Account name. Edit text. So I can be up at E. Image. Midtown. This will be the name of your home folder. Password. Secure edit text. New password.
It's jumping around the screen, too.
This will be the name that could folder. Be because... Are you sure you're not accidentally touching the trackpad?
Yes. I'm using the trackpad.
Yes, but it can be a bit finicky.
Image.
Yeah.
I normally use a keyboard contents selected. Account
name. Edit text.
Yeah, but it should work for both.
I agree.
This will be the name
yeah, it should.
You are currently on a text element.
So I've got my account settings in here, so I'm going to double tap.
Press continue, dint button. Back, dint creating account. You are currently on a text element.
I just don't like that it puts everything puts you at the end.
Yeah, that's... Either. It's really weird.
This is a... To me, it's a beautiful machine.
It I will tell you that I do not like it. For people like me who rest their wrists on the machine while typing, it is a bad plan.
See, I do too, but mine don't get that close to the trackpad.
Oh my gosh.
See how mine are? You want to feel?
Yeah, you turn your hands outward. That's not good. No, that's not good.
Yeah, it is.
It's not. You're turning your... It's not natural.
Yeah.
I want to see this thing.
Because as long as you arch your hands and arch your fingers.
Yes, but your arm is crooked.
Are you calling his arm a criminal?
Use iCloud keychain. Selected. Radio button. One of two. Set up later. Radio button. Use iCloud keychain. Selected. Radio button. Set up about iCloud keychain. Back. Dint button. Continue button. Press continue. Dint button. You are currently on a button. This item is dimmed.
So... Michael, what do you think of that screen so far? Do you notice a difference?
I have not looked at it yet. I have been doing all this non-visually.
Back, dint, but allow maps and other apps and services like Find My Mac and Spotlight suggestions to gather and use data to determine your location. You are allow maps and other, allow maps and other, allow maps and Mac, allow maps and other, Mac feature list diagnostics in Help Apple improve customize settings button. Back, dint, continue button. Press continue, dint button. You are currently on a button. This item is dimmed. Back, but enable app buddy background image. About Siri and
privacy. Buddy background.
Siri helps you get things done just by asking. Buddy about Siri and privacy. Siri helps Siri. Siri. Siri helps you get things done just by ask about Siri and privacy button. Buddy background image. You enable ask Siri. Checked checkbox. Back button. Continue button. Press continue button. You are
oh, this
the button.
To click this button, press control option space.
Yeah.
I actually don't know where the home key is.
It should be function left arrow.
Back button, buddy background, it's set up, hey Siri, later button. This helps
Siri oh, that's
recognize
right.
Your voice when you say, hey Siri. Nice you are currently on a text element.
That's hilarious. I wondered if that was going to happen.
That,
yeah, it is.
That's funny.
Siri set up, hey buddy background, back button, continue button. Press continue, button, say, hey Siri.
Hey,
you
Siri.
Are currently on a button. This item is dimmed. Continue, dimmed button, cancel button.
Yeah,
say,
that's.
Cancel.
I would do that later, honestly.
Continue, cancel button. Continue, cancel button. Press back.
Because voiceover will probably
you
get in the way.
On a button. Enable ask buddy background. Enable ask Siri. Checked checkbox.
Now go to continue.
You are currently on a back. Continue button.
And you're
gonna press
have
continue
to hit
button.
Set up HS.
You are currently
later.
On a button. Buddy yep. Background image. Buddy background. Set up. Hey Siri. Later button. Press Store files from documents
oh.
And desktop and iCloud Drive. Checked checkbox all your files from the documents folder and the desktop will back button. Continue button. Press continue. Dimmed button. You are currently on a button. To click this button, continue button. File vault image. File vault image. File vault. File vault secures your data by encrypting the contents of your disk and locking your screen with a password. You are currently on a text net. File vault disk encrypt. File. File. Would you like to use turn on file vault disk encryption? Checked checkbox. Allow my iCloud account to unlock my disk. Check checkbox. Your iCloud account, mikadoise at mac.com, can be used to unlock your disk back button. Continue button. Press key touch ID. You are currently on button. Continue button back button.
This will be neat.
Place your finger on touch ID. Lift and rest your finger. Use your fingerprint to unplace your finger on. Lift and rest your finger on touch ID. Use your fingerprint to touch ID. Touch ID. Use your fingerprint to unlock your Mac and make purchases with Apple Pay. Start by placing your finger or thumb on touch ID. Lift and rest your finger on touch ID repeatedly. You will place your finger on touch back button. Continue button. You are currently on a button. To click.
So do you think I should put my finger on it or go to continue first?
I don't know,
because you didn't read the whole thing.
Cancel button. First enrollment phase. 12% complete. You are currently on a button. To click this button, press Control Option Space. First enrollment phase. 20. First enrollment phase. 80% complete.
I've never
See,
heard
I
this done
on iOS before.
First enrollment phase. 88. Lift your finger. Place your finger. First enrollment phase. Second enrollment phase. 0% complete. Second enrollment phase. 17% complete. Second enrollment phase. 33%. Second enrollment phase. 50% complete. Second enrollment phase, 67% complete. Second enrollment phase, 83% complete. Touch ID is ready.
That's interesting.
You are currently on the button. To click this button.
Fairly easy, just like on iOS. I just don't like first enrollment phase. It's a little...
Yeah,
it's very similar to Face ID, where it talks about first scan and second scan.
Mm-hmm.
Press continue, dimmed button. Apple Pay Splash SA image. You are currently on an image.
Oh boy.
Apple Pay. Apple Pay. Apple Pay text. Add credit, debit, or store cards and use Apple Pay with Touch ID to make purchases easily and securely right from your Mac. Link. Link. Set up later. You are currently in a text area.
That's going
to
be
that's rough.
Fun. You're probably going to have to interact
You're
with that
have to
and
do
then
VOL.
Card
oh, you know what? Yeah.
Look back button. Continue button. Press continue.
I just do it now.
I would rather just get it done now.
That's interesting.
Text. Apple Pay Splash SA. Text link. Back. Dimmed button. Text. Text. Add a different card. Table. No selection.
So we went through the Apple Pay screen. So Aaliyah, what did we find there?
We found a mess. Quite frankly, Apple needs to fix that. Apple needs to fix a lot of things about this setup process. Not only is VoiceOver not auto-focusing where it should in the windows, but there are links in random in text elements that make it really hard, especially for a brand new Mac user, to get through the setup. If you don't know how to use VoiceOver, like really well, you're not going to get through it.
Look, I'm a visual user. I use magnification. I couldn't have done this without help.
No. It's way too interacty. I'm going to say that right now. It's way too interacty.
Yep. You have to interact with the table and check a box. And when you stop interacting with the element in the table, it reads the box as if it was unchecked when you stop interacting. You have to go back and review the table and make sure it's checked. It's not good.
It's doable, but it's a bit rough.
I'm sorry, but this feels... Honestly, this guys feels... Like, they did the same kind of marzipan stuff. They took the dialogues from iOS and just slapped them in the Mac. And they didn't really customize them to the Mac. It feels like they took the same iOS dialogues and
brought
them over.
But they're not. They're very Mac.
Yeah, but they feel like when I'm setting up my iPhone with Apple Pay.
Yeah.
They just, the way they're structured is not good. And I'm sorry, but that experience was atrocious.
So we're now on the select a theme dialogue.
Light, dim, choose your look. You are light, dim, selected, toggle button. You are currently on a toggle, dim.
Why is
it
dim?
Dim toggle because button. It's selected.
Oh, okay. Light. That makes sense.
You are current dark. Select light or dark appearance and see how the dock, menus, buttons, and windows adjust depending on. You can change this later by going to system preferences. Back button. Continue button. Press continue. Dimmed button. You are currently on a button. To click this button. Back button. See without true tone display button. You can change this later and displays your harmony image. True tone display. You are true tone display.
That's the other thing that was bad about the Apple Pay screens. The images, some of them didn't have tags at all and some of them didn't have tags
harmony
that make sense.
Your Mac automatically adapts to ambient lighting conditions and make colors appear consistent in different environments. You can change this later in displays and system preferences. See without true tone display. Back button. Continue button. Press continue. Dimmed button.
You are currently button. You can hear design the dimmed. That click is telling you that something has changed, but it's not jumping you to the top of the window like it should. So you're if you guys are setting up a new Mac for the first
VoiceOver is on. Finder, desktop.
If you guys, it was just weird talking over it. But if you guys are getting new Macs and trying to set them up for the first time, you're probably going to need to utilize
Techopolis updates available for two accessories.
VO command left.
Alert system dialog.
To tell it to jump to the top of the window. VO command home, sorry. Which is VO command function left arrow.
So, again with the 5-finger keystrokes. Didn't we already talk about this?
So looking at this thing now that I'm logged in, the resolution on this thing compared to my 2015 machine, vastly different. Wow.
Finder.
So what is it like without, because I'm assuming you have not yet turned on Zoom, right?
No.
So because of the new resolution, is it any easier for you to see with Zoom disabled than your previous Mac was?
No.
Does that make a difference?
Everything stays the same size. It's just you have more screen space.
Mm.
Okay. So I'm going to disable VoiceOver and go turn on my Zoom. Unless there's anything you guys want me to do. Well, actually, let's see.
Let's play some music.
Escape button. Don't allow button. Okay, button.
Wait, what?
To press this button, double tap.
Yes,
wait,
you can flick around in the touch bar.
But
don't allow
for Windows?
Escape button. You are currently on it. Don't allow. Okay, expand control strip button. Display brightness up. Top audio output volume high. Toggle button. You display expand. Okay, button. You are currently on a button.
Now you
to
should be able to
double
tap
double
that.
Tap anywhere on the touch
yeah,
bar.
But what is my okaying or?
It wants calendar to access your location. It alerted you a minute ago.
Add commander on.
You can double tap on the touch
expand,
bar.
Expand display brightness. Audio output. Display expand. Okay, button. You are currently on a button. To press this button, double tap anywhere on the touch bar. Finder, desktop, empty group.
That's weird.
Now, what's
currently in a group.
That is
to
weird.
Exit this group,
what's interesting, if I remember correctly, from when I was playing with the newer Macs at the Apple Store, you can actually, to adjust your volume, you can do a double tap and hold and drag your finger right and left on the touch bar and get very fine-grained control of your volume, which is...
Hold on.
I think you can.
Siri, mute audio output display, expand control strip button.
I think you have to do it on the audio volume thing.
Button, double tap anywhere on touch bar. Siri, button mute off, toggle audio output volume high, toggle button. You are currently on audio output volume. Audio output volume.
Do you not get feedback?
Button. You are currently on a toggle button.
No, you don't.
To select audio output volume.
That's
medium,
annoying.
Button. You are currently on a toggle button. To select or deselect this close button. Close volume up button. You are current 57%. Volume down 57%. Volume slider. You are currently on a slider. To start interacting with the slider. 58, 69, 92, 100%. 97, 70, 62, 63, 69, 74%.
So what I did was double tapped on the button, and then you get the slider, which will give you the controls.
Mm.
But if you just double tap and hold,
yeah, you won't get feedback.
And slide, you're not going to get feedback.
That's interesting.
I just find that mechanism awkward.
Yeah, I see why Apple gave us the voiceover keyboard commands to adjust volume now.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad, because.
Okay.
I also miss my media keys.
Yeah.
Done button. You are currently on a button. To done button. You are fine.
Done for what?
Escape button. You are currently on a button. To press this button, double tap.
So let's see. What? How should we get to some music? Because it's going to take iTunes a while to set up.
You should be able to ask S-Lady if you're logged into Apple Music to just play something.
So what should we play? Trampoline?
Sure.
Yeah, maybe some Sound of Silence or something too. I guess technically we don't need VoiceOver for this.
No.
If you want to turn Zoom on real quick. Now.
So Siri, we could just hold down the
Command and space.
I thought you could hold down the power button.
Can you?
I would doubt that. I don't know. That Siri button.
I mean, I guess there's that too.
To press this button.
Play Trampoline by Shade.
Sorry, I couldn't find Trampoline in your music.
Ooh. Oh, it didn't. Ew.
You need to open iTunes for the first time first.
Spotlight. Yes. Finder. Desktop. Desktop. iTunes. iTunes. Window. Take. Do you agree to learn more? But no thanks. But agree. Okay. Now in iTunes. Ah. Window. Agree button. Press agree button. You are currently on a button. To click this, go to the iTunes store. Songs and videos you add to iTunes appear in your music library. Go to the iTunes store button. Go to the iTunes. Songs and music. Vertical splitter. Library sidebar table. Row 4 of 10. Album close window.
No, you can also. Nope. That doesn't work.
Siri, toggle button.
Now you broke it.
You are currently on toggle button.
Because now you have no windows open in iTunes, mm-hmm. and you can't do a new window.
Yes, you can. You can hit Command 1.
Yeah.
iTunes, window, library sidebar, table, rope.
But what do you I can need also. To do here?
Check and see. Go to the Apple Music and see if you have
artists.
It. Go to left. Albums. Nope.
Artists recently added. Store radio button, radio button, browse radio button for you, radio button, library, selected radio button, 1 of 5, music pop up button.
Oh,
you are currently on a pop up button.
Notice for you and see if there's anything in for you.
That's what I was gonna do, is ask Siri.
Siri, toggle button. You are currently on a toggle button. Choose.
Play trampoline.
I couldn't find what you were searching for on Apple Music or in your library.
Well, at least you're signed in.
Siri, toggle button. You are currently on a toggle button.
Play Trampoline by Shade.
That's a very good stereo image. Holy crap.
Not a lot of bass. But a lot of good sound.
Yeah. Turn it down slightly.
You can do that with iTunes controls.
Okay. Table, row 1 of 5. Hey. Music, row 1 of 5 selected. iTunes. Decrease volume. You are currently on a cell.
Shut up.
Okay, yeah, it doesn't seem like it changed anything.
Okay.
Because I know sometimes with the iPad here. And stuff, you can. You can also play Pump Up the Volume by Technotronics. That's apparently supposed to be a good song, too. But yeah, it didn't seem like it changed much of the sound when you turned it down, like some of the older Apple devices will.
Siri, toggle button. You are currently on a toggle button. To select or deselect this checkbox, double tap anywhere on the touch bar.
Okay.
Bad hint.
That's right.
Toggle button. Yeah. You are currently on a toggle button. To select or deselect this checkbox, double tap anywhere on the touch bar.
That's weird.
Okay.
I mean, I guess I sort of get it, but it's still fun. Funky.
So, what are y'all's thoughts?
I'm trying not to be negative. I'm trying. But honestly, it feels like there's been less effort put into these new features as far as accessibility. I'm sorry. I hate to say it. I really do. But this is unacceptable. That kind of the it feels kind of like, I don't know.
I mean, to me, the setup, aside from Apple Pay, which was very rough, and Touch ID, which was kind of weird, I mean, VoiceOver's behavior, unfortunately, does seem to be, you know, pretty much the same as what I've experienced when I've set my Mac up as a new Mac for the first time in a while.
I didn't have that today when I created an account on Michael's old Mac. It didn't do that to me.
Interesting. It's also interesting that you're saying yours read the way yours wasn't jumping to the bottom of the window. Mine was jumping to the bottom of the window when I was doing setup. So it's interesting that it's not always a consistent voiceover experience Ooh. Across Macs.
It pumps out the heat. Put your face.
And help button. You are currently on a button. To click Ooh. This button, press control. Up.
Is that the display that's click making
this
it?
Button. I'm gonna smack you. Shut up.
It puts out some heat.
Yes, it does.
Ooh.
Siri, toggle
Honestly,
button.
Like.
You are currently on a toggle button.
I feel like I would enjoy the machine overall, but I think from what little experience I have with the Touch Bar, I feel like it would definitely take some getting used to when I used to be dead set against, like, using the keyboard volume commands with VoiceOver. When I looked at them at the Apple Store, I'm like, I would totally use the Touch Bar, but I'm not so sure to quickly yeah, adjust yeah. the volume and stuff. And it's Cooling interesting rapidly. That... Hmm?
Yeah. I mean, we haven't been doing a lot of heavy intensive tasks. And it's hot.
Well, you did complete setup. I mean, it might...
It does have to index a lot with your yeah. iPod drive and things.
And it will be doing that for a while.
Yeah, but once that's done... I don't know. It definitely
nice
sounds
machine.
Great. It sounds good.
I'm going to be doing a lot more testing with it, of course.
I want to
iTunes,
put it
Siri,
on a desk.
Conversation, school area,
and
to
type,
deselect this notification.
I want to put it on a desk and actually type on it, but as for the lap experience,
man,
not impressed.
Look at this compared to that. Oh, that's actually kind of heavy.
Well, your, yeah, 15-inch MacBook is really heavy.
Yeah, but this one's not nearly as heavy.
Mm-mm.
I would actually be interested to see what the keyboard sounds like on a lap versus, like, a desk.
I'm going to turn off VoiceOver.
Siri, toggle button. You are currently on a text element.
Really?
Right.
Well, I guess it turned off.
It sounds like you're typing on your iPad keyboard.
It kind of does sound like an iPad keyboard, doesn't it?
Ah.
It's very clicky.
Oh, gosh, yes, it is. I'm being hard on it because I adore my keyboard on my 2015 MacBook.
You know what? I can get used to this.
Nope.
I really can.
Not enough travel.
Although the issue that I do have is when you hit the corners of the keys, it's hard to know if you got that key or not.
Oh, does it do that thing where it, like, where some keyboards will do where it hits the bottom before it's the middle of it pushes down to make the key press or something?
No, if you hit any part of the key, the whole key goes down. There's no wobble.
Oh.
None. Like, That's these weird. Keys barely move whenever I put my finger on them.
That's just weird.
I want to see this new butterfly keyboard now. I really don't like that the arrow keys, from what you guys have said, aren't in an inverted T.
No, they're not.
And I wonder if the VoiceOver tutorial on the new Macs has addressed that. Because on the old ones, they say the arrows are arranged in an inverted T on the computer on the corner of a portable computer keyboard. So I wonder if they've changed that for
I
these.
I hope so. That would be embarrassing otherwise.
Right? Because that would confuse it bad.
That MacBook
VoiceOver
Pro
users.
Is as thick as the bottom of your old MacBook Pro.
Yes.
Wow, closed?
And the screen is even thinner, too.
I know.
That's crazy. My screen's pretty thin.
I'm going to have to do a lot of customization of this thing. I'm going to go, though, and I'm going to go to...
Hey, you know what you should do, Michael? Eventually, just for fun. You have Zoom set up now, right?
No, it's going to take me a second.
Oh, you're doing this without Zoom?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, you should do a start test between the two Macs. Although, it would be weird since only one would make the Apple sound.
Right. I wonder if you can still hack the old sound back.
I read that you can't. I read there's always a way.
But the graphics look good. I still need to learn all my touch bar stuff. But apparently there's also a thing in with the touch bar that I could set up where I could drag my finger and it will show them big with zoom.
Yeah, and I know there's also like apps that you can get somehow for the touch bar, apparently. People have made.
So, do you what are y'all's thoughts? Buy, try it before you buy it?
I would try it
before you buy. If this is all Apple's gonna come out with this year, I don't know that I could buy it.
Really?
Personally.
Wow.
It hurts.
I honestly, I don't know that I can safely say whether I would try it, whether I would buy it or not at this point if I could.
It's a nice looking machine. It has great specs. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it's pretty, but the software isn't living up to the pretty.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it's not.
Well, I mean, a better example of that is the Chromebooks.
You know, I just hope the Mac isn't about to become a giant Chromebook.
That'd be one powerful Chromebook.
I'll be honest. I'm being harsh, I know, but there are just some things. When I got my first Mac, the experience was smooth. The experience was
perfect, easy
and perfect and wonderful. I can't say this about that. I just can't.
Well, it'll definitely...
For somebody... Like, when I got my first Mac, I didn't know a whole lot about VoiceOver. I was able to run the setup no problem with my very basic knowledge. I couldn't do that now. Whereas...
Yeah, I was too.
A sighted person could. They can click through. But...
Now...
I didn't know about VO Home in... When I
didn't either.
When
obviously.
I started, right. And I didn't know about a lot of things, and interaction being one of them. So, I have a hard time, and this is hard, and I apologize about the snorting in the background. My dog wants her food. But I just. It's hard for me.
I want to see. I really want to see what Apple does with what is it going to be? 10.15.
That's going to make my decision. I am looking at upgrading in September, and if 10.15. I hope it makes me fall in love with my Mac again. Because if it doesn't, I'll probably be hanging on to my old Mac. Because until I just can't deal anymore. Because I can't do it right now. In good conscience.
I
just can't.
I'm very excited though. As a low vision user, I'm going to use the heck out of this thing. Now, I will say that I think that VoiceOver users do have it a little bit better with the touch bar, as it's easier to navigate with VoiceOver if you have, if you need to use your touch bar.
Also, what if you boot camp?
Yeah, you get function keys, and you don't get the ability for a screen reader to be able to use them.
Right.
So.
That's a problem.
That's a good point. I forgot that you couldn't use the touch bar. And now, I will say... for VoiceOver users, if you need to do something like opening the VoiceOver utility, I think, can't you use VO function numbers?
Yes.
For F commands, okay. So VO function F8 would open up, or VO function
yeah,
8,
VO
sorry,
function
would
8.
Open up the VoiceOver utility.
Yes, it will.
So, I'm excited to go play with this. I'm sure everybody's excited to go to bed. So we're going to go ahead and wrap this thing up. We'll I'm sure do other demos with it and different things as time goes by. But with all that being said, Jason, where can people find you online?
People can find me producing content for iAccessibility. You can email me at jason@iAccessibility.net. You can also search for me on Twitter at JDE91, that's Juliet Delta Echo 91. You can search for me on Facebook, just search for Jason Earls. If you do wish to add me to your social media accounts, please let me know that you found me from the IAcast Network, and you can also find me participating in our Slack community.
And Aaliyah, where can people find you online?
People can find me at the curmudgeon. What? Oh. People can find me producing content for iAccessibility. You can email me at Aaliyah@iAccessibility.net. That's A-L-E-E-H-A at iAccessibility.net. Spell it right or your hate mail won't get there. You can follow me on Twitter at BlindCowgirl199.
All right, and you can find me, Michael Dowies, producing content for iAccessibility on his new shiny MacBook Pro. Oh, wait a minute. No, actually not. You'll find me producing podcast content on my old MacBook Pro as it has now become.
As it should be.
As it has become our studio machine.
Come on, buddy.
Our dedicated studio machine.
You know, I gotta say, this is kind of a role reversal, because if you guys remember a couple podcasts ago, well, it's been a little more than a couple podcasts ago, but it's not been that long ago when you were like, ooh, I don't know about a new Mac, and Aaliyah and I are like, yes, Mac, and you're like, I don't know, Mac, maybe Surface, and now...
Yeah, well, I got to see those specs, and they are nice.
Blinded by the shiny.
So, you can email me at MikeDoise, that's MikeDoise at iAccessibility.net. I'm Mike Doise on Twitter, and you can find me on Facebook just by searching for Michael Doise. Like Jason said, please let me know you found me from the IAcast before adding me as a friend. And you can find all of us at our Slack community at iAccessibility.net/Slack. We hope to hear you there and hear what all you have to say about this podcast, whether you like the show or if you want to hear about more Windows products or, you know, whatever. We'd love to hear your thoughts. So we will see you next time on another IAcast Network episode, and have a great week.
With your old Max. Bye, everyone.
With your old
Max. Bye, guys.
Bye, everyone.
This show has been brought to you by the IAcast Network. We love hearing from you. Email us at feedback@iAccessibility.net. Got Twitter? Follow us at iAccessibility1. Facebook, search for iAccessibility. Download our free apps for iOS and Android, and keep up with all of our content at iAccessibility.net. If you'd like to donate to our show, hit the PayPal button on our website and get early access to our outtakes with a donation at patreon.com/iacast. Thanks for listening.
Copyright 2019, iAccessibility, LLC.